Welcome to season two of the Reach Your Summit podcast, where we help you navigate the path to a better, more secure future. With the start of a new season, you may be noticing that there's a different voice in your ears, or if you are watching on YouTube, a different face here in the video. My name is Jessica Magnuson. I am the marketing assistant here at Summit Wealth Group, and I'll be taking over for Stephanie and Jamie. I'm joined today by one of our very own advisors in our Ridgeland, Mississippi office, formerly Madison, Mississippi office, Josh Aller. How are you today, Josh?
I'm good. How's it going with you?
Pretty good.
Honored to be here.
So for those of our listeners who don't know you and clients maybe that are listening from afar, tell us a little bit about yourselves. Who are you?
Yeah. So like I said, my name's Josh Aller. I'm a financial advisor here at the Ridgeland office. We recently just relocated from Madison to Ridgeland and not far down the road. I joined Chris Wells and his team here back in 2019. I grew up here just outside of the Jackson, Mississippi area. Went to school at Mississippi State University, Hail State, go Dogs.
nice.
I actually played golf there, and so a big golfer. Moved back home shortly after college and worked in banking for a little while. Always kind of worked in the finance industry, but really kind of started working one-on-one with clients, doing financial planning and wealth management back in 2019 when I joined Chris here.
Nice. So you mentioned going to Mississippi State. Are you still a big fan on Saturdays?
I am. Yeah, there's not a whole lot to cheer about so far this year.
Yeah.
In football, the Dogs are struggling a little bit. You know, my golf Dogs are doing well. Okay. But yeah, so I usually make it up for a game or two, and I watch them. I still pull for them. But, you know, we're never going to be the Alabamas and Georgias of the world in football.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, still good to have something to cheer for.
That's right. I'm always going to talk to you.
Yeah. Well, that kind of leads us great into our discussion today. So for the listeners, over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about all things to do with college planning, savings. What even do you plan for when you're going to have a child going to college, or maybe you're going back to school? So would you tell us, what was your college experience like? How'd you choose to go to Mississippi State? Did you go there all 4 years? What was it like?
Yeah, so my college experience was definitely a little more unique. You know, I did have some scholarships available whenever I was kind of planning through scholarship, planning colleges, but at the same time, I was not this young phenom golfer that, you know, had my pick of the litter whenever I was coming up. I was a decent high school golfer, and, you know, my family, my parents are from North Carolina and Virginia area. My dad went to University of North Carolina, so I grew up on, you know, North Carolina basketball, and we never really watched football down here in the South. I mean, everybody watched it in the South. We didn't, you know, you know, Ole Miss, Mississippi State's the big Egg Bowl rivalry. We didn't care. We weren't paying attention to it. And then I got to be a decent golfer, and it wasn't good enough to go play in a Division I school, any kind of big school. And so I actually went the junior college route. I was good enough to get a scholarship to go to junior college. And I'll tell anybody, you know, that I basically like lost, you know, blacked out, played the best golf I've ever played in my life for 1 year in junior college. And at that point in time, I had some scholarships available to play at basically the big three here in Mississippi. That's Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and Southern Miss. And in golf, nobody gets a full ride, really. And so I had some partial scholarships. And really, I just kind of did what any other you know, high school, you know, junior, senior would do. I just took some visits. You know, I got to know the coaching staff, visited all three schools. And, you know, nothing wrong with any three of them, but my heart was drawn to Mississippi State. I had a lot of friends up there. And so ended up going to Mississippi State. I played golf there for 3 years, ended up redshirting 1 year. And so for those who don't know what that means basically you just sit out a year and don't play. But, you know, I got a little bit of scholarships. I got some scholastic scholarships. And then I had a 529 account at the time that helped pay for a little bit of college. And then, you know, my parents helped supplement a little bit. And so, went to
you made it work
I made it work. Went there for 3 years, and then I got some scholarships to go get my MBA there, which is Master's in Business Administration.
Nice.
And I got my, I think I was there for a good solid 4 to 5 years, and then I went on about my way.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I got a little bit of experience in all of it.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds like it. You went a couple different routes and got to choose a little bit. So when parents come in, or people that are maybe going back to college, or grandparents that are wanting to help their grandkids, what do you say? How do you start this college conversation when they're like, we have no clue, we don't know where to start with choosing a college, and how do we even estimate how much this is going to cost us?
Yep, good question. And just like anything, just like retirement, just like you know, school, just like anything else in life, you know, start early. Start early is the most important thing I can tell, especially when you're trying to find what school you want to go to. You know, a lot of, you see a lot of kids these days, they get into high school, you know, their whole world's changing. They don't know what's going on. Going from middle school to high school, Mississippi is going from 8th grade to 9th grade. And, you know, honestly, if you can kind of push the conversation with your children about, hey, let's start thinking about college in 9th grade, even let's start thinking about the SAT, the ACT, to start thinking about what you want to do in life, what college you want to go to, the earlier the better.
Yeah.
You know, like my wife, like I did not grow up, you know, I feel like, you know, I love my parents to death, but I don't think they knew what the ACT was. And so, I did not grow up in that household. You know, we were playing sports and doing whatever. And so, you know, my wife, on the other hand, I mean, I think she took the ACT like 8 times. You know, she was trying to get the top score, get the scholarship. Yeah. They had a lot of conversations with her about that. And then by the time my wife was in junior year, she started taking visits to colleges. You know, she's from Jackson, Mississippi. I know she went to like the University of St. Louis. She went to a bunch of schools kind of in the Midwest, just going on visits. You know, she had no idea if she was going to get a scholarship. She didn't know any kind of need-based financial aid. She was just going and checking it out, you know?
Yeah.
And so highly recommend doing that, because, you know, you may think on paper you're going to fall in love with, I want to go to University of Georgia. That seems like a good time. You know, you go over there and maybe this is not your culture. Maybe it's not your fit. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's not even feasible cost-wise. You know, we all want the best for our children, but sometimes you got to draw a line in the sand and say, you know what? We can't afford University of Georgia. You know, however much it's, you know, it's going to cost, you've got to have real conversations with your kids and say, you know, here's, you know, I want you to go and explore, but there may be some limitations on where we go to college. And so, you know, starting early and taking visits, you know, I highly recommend looking into, you know, specialized degrees. A lot of colleges, you know, have specialized degrees. Some colleges focus on engineering. Some colleges focus on veterinary school. Certain colleges, if you want to go be a lawyer or go to med school, you go to these colleges, you don't go to those colleges. So, and I know there's not every 16-year-old knows what they want to do in life. Lord knows I had no clue what I wanted to do.
Yeah, no, I don't even know what I thought about doing when I was 16. Yeah. Surely not this, though.
I was going to be a professional golfer. You know, there was,
yeah, exactly.
There was no backup plan. And so, you know, but having those conversations with your kids is very important, because I just think, you know, when I was coming up through school, you just went and got, you know, a business degree, then you went and got your MBA and you were going to be fine. That's just not the case anymore. You know, you need a specialized degree, a specialized focus. You know, I've got all kinds of lists out here about, you know, how much money kids are going to make X amount of years if they go get this degree, if they go get that degree. You know, how much money you're going to make versus trade school. That's a big conversation right now about trade school versus college. Those are all very important decisions to make, because, like I said, not every kid needs to go to college. Maybe that's not the path for your child.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, starting early, taking those visits, having those conversations with your child about, you know, what is it you want to do? They may not know. The major may change 4 times, but, you know, you've got to start somewhere, and starting early, very important.
Definitely. Preparation is key. I remember going to college. I was the first one in my family. We had no clue about anything. We had no clue what even entailed me going away to school. And so getting in there and visiting a few schools was a huge part of kind of even feeling like we knew what was happening or what was to come.
My mom did not go to college. My dad, he went to college for a year. wasn't for him. He went to the University of North Carolina, and then he went to a trade school, learned how to fix airplanes, and then that's what he did the rest of his life and had a great career. College is not the guaranteed path for everybody, but you know, and for the most part, you know, there's always exceptions to the rule. College education, kids who graduate college tend to earn more than kids who don't.
So when you, maybe you have a few colleges narrowed down, you're thinking of these few that you really feel connected to, you've gone on the visits, all that stuff. Where do you start with estimating the cost of what you're going to even need to go to college?
I mean, there's tons of publications out there as far as the cost. You can always go directly to the website. You know, I went to Mississippi State University while I was doing a little research on this. You know, they've got the cost, you know, published right there on the web. Most kids don't end up paying the sticker cost. You know, you've got scholarships, but from, you know, you can get scholarships at your high school. You get college scholarships from, you know, directly from the school. You can get scholarships from the federal government. There's all kinds of need-based aid out there. Most kids don't end up paying the sticker price. However, me being a planner, I like to plan on worst case scenario. And so you go out there and you do your research and you see, you know, X college is going to cost, you know, the sticker price. They always include the tuition, fees, room and board, the whole deal. And it's going to cost $27,000 a year, which I think is $23,000 is a public in-state. You know, and generally what it costs for everything, public, in-state, four-year university is about $23,000, $24,000. And so you start doing the math on that when you inflate the education cost of 4 to 5%. It's a really big number by the time little Johnny, who's 3 years old, goes to school. Don't get freaked out. Get a plan in place. You know, talk to an advisor. Do your research on, you know, how much can I realistically save? You know, a lot of times, students, I talk to clients about, hey, you know, do you want to have your child have some skin in the game? I talk to a lot of clients all over the place who say, hey, you know, when I went to school, I had to get a job. You know, when I went to school, I had to get, you know, a little bit of a student loan. You know, however that may be, I know student loan conversations, you may be a conversation for another day, but, you know, that we could go down, we could spiral
there's
down.
A lot there,
a lot there. But, you know, I like to tell clients, you know, let's maybe plan to pay for 60% of college. Let's plan to pay for 75% of college. Get a number in place, get a plan in place, say, hey, we're going to start funding some type of account, whether that's a 529, whether that's a taxable brokerage account, whatever it may be. You know, I have those conversations with clients. So let's get the kind of the ball rolling downhill on some savings here.
Yeah, definitely.
But there is tons and tons of publications out there to figure out what the cost of the school is. But I read something the other day, said, you know, the sticker price for Princeton, we all know Princeton, is $57,000 a year. That's tuition and fees.
Man.
The average student there paid $17,600 a year. So there
need-based
aid out there, a lot of scholarships. So don't get scared when you see the sticker price.
So you mentioned when you can go to the publications and kind of see tuition, room and board, all those things. So there's a lot more to be accounted for than just paying for your classes, maybe, or, you know, whatever else. But what do you generally tell people that they need to account for? Because I know when I went to college, I was lucky enough to have a scholarship that covered most of my tuition, but there was still a lot of other stuff that I ended up having to pay for and taking out loans for, just for, you know, living expenses and such.
Meal plans are a big one. You know, kids got to eat while we're up there. A lot of times you can purchase those through the school. You know, a lot of them have, I know Mississippi State and Starkville, they've got these, what they call bully cards at participating restaurants. You load those up with $5,000 a year. They run around swiping it left and right. Room and board's the big one. Like I said, that's, you got to think about the city and the town that you're living in. You know, I promise you, it's a heck of a lot cheaper to go to school in Starkville, Mississippi than it is in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, if you want to go to Georgia Tech or Emory or something like that. Room and board, you know, I remember back when I was in college, that had been 18 years ago. You know, it was $450 a month for rent. And those days are long gone. You know, I talked to. You know, I mean, it's probably $1,000 a month in rent, food. Transportation's a big one. Like I said, you've got to be, you know, in most places, not in big cities, you got to have a car, they got to drive, they got to have gas. It's very expensive. you know. And but you know, and it, the reason we do this is because we're trying to provide a better future for our children. And you know, and I talked to a client, you know, it's kind of what I was talking about earlier about getting a focused degree, making sure you have a purpose when you go to college. You know, if your goal in college is to have fun, you know, you're probably not going to get your return on investment. You know, yeah. When I talk about in general, you know, students, people who graduate college earn higher wages, you know, shortly after 4 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road, it's because they work their butt off in college. You know, they made good grades. They actually dedicated themselves to learning a craft and they went out in the world and applied that craft.
Yeah. You know, well, and there has to be a balance, you know, you have to enjoy yourself, but also know what you're there for.
Exactly.
You're paying a lot of money to be there. So,
that's right.
Yeah, there's definitely both sides to that, but staying focused and the grades are definitely an important part.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. Well, we are just diving in, just dipped our toes into this whole college conversation. Over the next few weeks, we're going to be talking all things college with some more planning, savings, and other options with going to college. And then we will be touching on the big elephant in the room of student loan debt and kind of what that looks like in today's day and age. Next week, we're talking about the options for saving and what you need to know if you want to start saving for your child, your grandchild, or anyone else that's going to be heading to college. Thanks for listening to the Reach Your Summit podcast brought to you by Summit Wealth Group. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. If you have any questions or topics that you'd like us to cover, please email us at info@summitwealthgroup.com.